Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna
somebody please.
Hare Krishna.
But louder. Happy. Some of you are living in Mayapur and you are accustomed to this blissful atmosphere and may not notice it, but this is so blissful, and even it is even cool, you know, in the sense of a fresh, refreshing breeze. No? Very nice. Ram Vigraha, you have invited us to the kingdom of God. Really, we must say like this. We hear every word, Dayaguranga, that you speak. You might like to make a little bit more distance. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We would like to open this workshop by asking a question. What could be the best process to purify our consciousness and heart and to bring us to Krishna's lotus feet? What could be the best process? Who said Ketan? Why?
Some
By sound we can purify our heart very quickly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Prabhu. Let us look for reasons why kirtan could be the best process. One we have, thank you, Prabhu. Yes, I'm sorry, I was looking towards you. I saw you first. Mm-hmm.
Krishna's states are not different than himself, his form, his body. He takes the same
name. Oh, wonderful. Krishna's name is not different from his from himself and his quality. So if we take the name, we take Krishna in the heart. Mm-hmm. And then Krishna is there, and when Krishna is there, then in his presence all the darkness in the heart goes easily away. Mm-hmm. That's a very nice reason you have given. Mm-hmm. Yes, good.
I guess that it is the main important thing we should do, to join the Sankirtan movement.
Kirtan is the best process because it was personally introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who appeared here. So it must be the most powerful sadhana. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Govinda Prachar, I saw you. Oh yeah, wonderful. The holy name of Lord Krishna is the most merciful form of Krishna. That is what you said. Wonderful. And we need mercy. If there's a lot of mercy, everything is easy. Mm-hmm. Yes, Prabhuji?
There's music and listening to music, playing music has been a part of our lives. So we have some scars about that. We just have to switch it to a spiritual, spiritual basis. It's easier to change our hearts with the things that we are familiar with.
Oh yeah. So our Prabhu, your good name please, Prabhu?
Gauranga Charandas.
Gauranga Charan Prabhu mentions that it's always easiest to do something which we are familiar with and which we know, and music and singing and the like is something we are all very accustomed to. So we have done this in the material world, but if we can take this, what we are accustomed to, and use it for spiritual ends, then it will be very suitable for us because we know already what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We have the last answer, Madhusudan Prabhu.
It's also good to train yourself to be in that mood during the whole day, because during many times I find myself much in the right mood.
Oh yeah.
To observe ourselves to be in that right mood of approaching Krishna.
Yes. Madhusudan Prabhu brings us to the point that if I understand you correctly, you need to do things in the right mood, and the kirtan is something you can practice it the whole day, because you can always sing, you know. And many times we are not in the right mood, but I can always, throughout the day, I have 24 hours, some sleep is also done, but I have a lot of time and I can always do it. It's very handy. I can sing in the bathroom kirtan, I can sing on the way to my home kirtan. I can always do. Mm-hmm. When we look for the best practice, we do need to look for something which purifies our impure heart. And that singing is really doing that, the singing of Krishna's name, can quickly purify the impure heart, because you are actually, the devotees have really said wonderful answers. I'm very impressed by your answers, Because here Krishna comes in his most merciful form, we have heard, and he does really the work. See, when you are doing spiritual practices, there are two ways you can do it. One is you push yourself with your own strengths, like for instance in the yoga practice where you control the mind and the senses in meditation and through austerities. You have to push yourself. The strength has to come from you. But in kirtan, the strength comes from God himself. I think we all remember from the classes that there are two ways in which young animals can be carried. One is called the monkey way and the other is the cat way. And the cat way is more safe. In the monkey way, the tiny little monkey with his little monkey, little strength, he's a baby, has to somehow catch hold to the monkey mother who has a tremendous speed and jumping and running and galloping. And it's very easy for the little monkey to really lose the hold and the grip and then fall, because everything here is dependent on its tiny little hands and tiny little muscles. The cat way, however, is different. Here, in the cat way, the cat grabs hold of the neck. It's not exactly the neck, it's the skin and the neck of the little baby cat. Has a firm hold on the baby cat and then carries the baby out of harm's way. And it does so with all its strength. The mother cat is obviously much, much stronger than the weak baby cat. In chanting, it's something the same. It's something similar. If you chant properly, Krishna himself comes and enters your consciousness and does all the necessary work which is done in, which needs to be done in sadhana. It purifies our consciousness, or he purifies our consciousness, because in his presence impurity cannot stand for long, at least. And then he is the one who takes us by the hand and brings us back home, back to Godhead, through the best of his shaktis. What could be the best shakti of Krishna? I think we heard it already, but just maybe we should focus on this again. Please speak it louder. The Kriva Shakti, Govinda, you have all the answers. It's Krishna's mercy Shakti. See, more powerful than his Srishti Shakti. Who knows what is the Srishti Shakti of the Lord? The Shakti of creation, right? Srishti. More powerful is that Shakti which can liberate us from the creation, from material existence, which is his mercy. It's a Kripa Shakti, and it said, like a queen rules over all the maidservants, Krishna's Kripa Shakti rules over all other energies which he has. So Krishna, out of his mercy, will come when a devotee chants, will enter his heart, purify it from the unlimitless and endless amount of ignorance, and so on. Provided the devotee learns one little thing, he has to pay attention to Krishna. If you ignore Krishna when he comes in the heart, like some of us are unfortunately doing because there are so many other thoughts in the mind. Huh? If you ignore Krishna, it's almost like closing the door into Krishna's face. When you are, in other words, inattentive while you chant your rounds, you're calling Krishna in one way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, And Krishna says, Ahamatra, Ahamatra, I'm here, I'm here. Said, for every Hare Krishna, Krishna says, I am here. But then you look the other way and be inattentive. And then he can't work on you. Because you or your attention is really directed at another place. I want to make this very clear to you by bringing to your attention Bhaktivinoda Thakur's analysis in Harinam Chintamani. He says in the Harinam Chintamani, expertise in chanting. Expertise, you know this word, it's how to become perfect or expert in chanting, means to avoid the aparadhas, the offenses in chanting. And later, in the 13th chapter, as far as I remember, he says, all offenses come from only one offense. They grow from this offense like the many branches and leaves of a tree grow from the root. When you cut the root of a tree, the trunk of the tree, the branches and the leaves will also after some time just wither and dry up and die. No? So if you want to become free from the offenses, you must learn to attack them at the root. They all come out of inattention. Aparadas. Aparadas means, the word means non-pleasing. There are 10 aparadas in chanting the holy name, which I believe most of you are familiar with. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a very nice example which clarifies why in the presence of aparadhas the holy name does not display all of his power. He says, the aparadhas are like clouds and fog which come before the sun. See, there's the holy name, which is like the sun. It is Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is like the sun, yes. And Krishna has unlimited potencies. One of his potencies, the Kripa Shakti, which he has given into the holy name, you know. And when this holy name is there, it will work like the sun, which works. However, if there are clouds and fog before the sun, although the sun is there, you who are under the cloud and who are walking in the fog just cannot see the sun rays. It seems to be very dark and gloomy for you. So if you are covered by the clouds and the fog, the clouds let me get this right, by aparadhas and by the mist of anattas, the fog of undesirable habits, you just can't see, when you chant, experience the power of the holy name. Who of you knows London? When you are in London, yes, London, capital town of England, yes. When you are in London, there is most of the time heavy clouds. Most of the time. The sun is there, but because the cloud is all the time over Buckingham Palace and everywhere else, you shiver in the cold on the streets of London. So when the holy name is there, my dear devotees, but you commit aparadhas out of ignorance, then, my dear devotees, you just shiver. It doesn't nourish you. You become inattentive. When you're inattentive, you lose all your taste. Has this happened to some of us? I think it has happened. It's our experience. More than often, or much more than we wish, we chant, but somehow we don't have any contact with Krishna. We feel light years away from Krishna. We feel separated from Krishna. What do you think, Ram Vigraha? And we suffer. We suffer. I do know there was once a very nice devotee and musician, George Harrison. Have you heard about George Harrison? He once came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you say that we are separated from Krishna, but isn't Krishna always with us? And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna is always there. But when you commit aparadhas or offenses against the Lord, then although Krishna is there, you feel separated. And he gave that example. The sun is there during the daytime, but when there are clouds before or in front of the sun, then we shiver and we feel cold and unpleasant. So, expertise in chanting means you must avoid avidya and anattas, and all of this is condensed in aparadhas, in activities which you do which don't please Krishna, either during chanting or outside the chanting. Is this clear to you with the fog? And I think we have heard about this earlier, but I'm make this point. When you remember when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Puri and just absorb himself in chanting, at that time he saw a beautiful scene before the eyes. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting with Haridas Thakur in Puri, at the same place where where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Haridas Thakur, please, you are Namacharya, please discuss the Nam Aparadas, the offenses against the holy name, which make the holy name disappear. When Haridas Thakur heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to chant, to talk about the aparadhas, he said, my Lord, I'm trembling with fear. These aparadhas are so terrible that I'm trembling with fear as you asked me to speak about this. My fear is, he didn't say exactly what he's afraid, but we know what he was afraid of. These aparadhas are so powerful, they can get in between you and Krishna, and then you have absolutely no contact with Krishna, although he's there. That is frightening, no? Imagine Krishna appears here, and there is all of it, and you may see a little of him, but then all of a sudden a big iron wall begins to grow between you and Krishna, and you know you cannot dismantle the wall or take it away. That this is very afraid. You have to be very afraid of this. Aparadhas are very, very strong forces. They are called obstacles in our devotional service, and they can ruin all of your practice. So all these, so it's very difficult to go against these heavy, heavy apparatus. What you can do, you can see where they come from. Like when you have a poisonous tree who drops poisonous fruits on the ground, and you know, you have to, and you want to cut the tree, you need to go to the roots. So if the poisonous fruits which come into your life, the poisonous effects which you feel, they come from apparatus, and they can leave you if you instead of chanting with inattention, chant with attention. So our first workshop will be dedicated to chant with attention. Ah, Krishna. Bhaktivinod Thakur gives us a simple formula how to chant with attention. But it is simple for the simple, and we will learn about this tomorrow. When we are very complicated, then it remains difficult. Today I will give you something because his formula is a little advanced, and I want to talk about this tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. But because we are just starting with our Harinam Academy, I mean, it's just our first day, I don't want to tax you too much. I don't want to put too much heavy weight on you in the beginning. I want to tell you a simple formula which works when you want to chant with attention. The first thing you need to do is understand who you are. If you chant thinking, I'm a man, I'm a woman who lives in Germany or in England or just anywhere, what you will pay attention to is all the thoughts which you have. If you are a businessman, you will think of business when you chant. When you are, let us say, having various duties to fulfill, these various duties come to you as you chant. When you remain connected with your, there comes a difficult word, persona, that is your material identification, then while you chant, all these unlimited distracting thoughts which have to do with your material identification will come, because the mind will think, well, it's always the same, I'm free to do something, and it runs around and comes. You need to disconnect from that what you think you are, but what you really are not. That we learn tomorrow. But if you sit down and you understand, I am a soul, I'm not this businessman or this business lady. If you understand about your spiritual identity and sit down as a soul, forget for some moment all your thoughts and problems and sit there. My Lord, I'm now chanting to you. This can help you very much to be attentive. But Haridas Thakur says something which frightened me. You may use a technique to be attentive. Who of you has used techniques to be attentive in chanting? Oh, good. May I know what you have done? Or what you do? Yes?
I use Gurudev Prabhu's technique to chant one round at one time. So it's just focusing on the name just in the present moment.
Focusing on the name in the present moment.
Not
and chant one mantra at a time, acha, and don't think of anything else. Does it work?
It works to a certain point, but then the mind comes in again. But I feel that what I consciously do sometimes is that I try to realize that, you know, it's all I have, and I may not live tomorrow or a day after, so let me just focus as much as I can.
Yeah.
But again, the mind comes, so it doesn't always work, but I guess with practice it can work.
You guess with practice it can work. Who has tried other things? And please reveal to me. Keshava Madhava. Keshava Madhava, I'm correct. Mm-hmm.
I have made the mantra in front of me. And when I chant, I read.
Yeah. Here's another technique. Keshava Madhava, this is an authorized technique. It takes a paper like this in front of him, and while he chants, he reads, and in this way engages also the eyes in it, and there is, yes, it's true, when you engage more senses in one thing, then the senses are locked with that, or engaged with that, and there is not a chance that, there's less chance that they go. Wonderful, Gaurahari, I saw you, what you do.
Similar, it's type of visualization. Just notice the mind is often spacing out like a movie, seeing so many pictures, so many things. So I put in the background of the mind a picture of deities or a picture of a holy place.
Oh, yeah.
And chant with this background picture in my mind. It helps me to keep focus.
Yeah. May I know, is it maybe good if I repeat because of loudness? Huh? Gaurahari spoke of creating a sacred atmosphere in the mind by putting, visualizing, for instance, deities or holy places, and then chanting there in a good atmosphere, so to say, going there. I can guarantee you, when we meet here again and again, then you just need to close your eyes, even in London, and whoop, you are here in the wonderful place which Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given us through the kind invitation of Ram Vigraha. No? It will be embedded in our mind. We are creating memories here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, Dayal Gauranga, what do you do?
I try to understand that Krishna is a person and treat him as a person and pray, you know, keep the prayerful mood every time, not just have the mantra going, just being attentive, but really try to call.
Oh, yeah. Here's a very interesting technique. I try to just keep the prayerful mood alive because I know Krishna is there identically with his holy name and he is present there, and I want to pray to him for help, or just pray, connect in prayer. In other words, he does not just try to make a concentration exercise of the mantra, of the chanting, but he really gets in contact with Krishna, prays to him. Beautiful. Let us see if our Mataji said, yes, Mataji, please. Oh, yeah. This is more a material technique, our Mataji says, but yoga and specifically pranayama helps to come and rise to the sattva gun, and one can easily see that it's possible in sattva gun to concentrate, whereas in rajas and tamas it is very difficult. You will be surprised, I also do this technique sometimes. Because Gaurahari can tell you, I'm very, very active in my mind. It's terrible, my mind. It runs like a horse with high speed to different subjects. And sometimes when it becomes impossible, I just chant on an exhale. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These were two mantras on one exhale, and then I chant on one inhale, one mantra mentally, because it's very impolite to go. you go like. Would you like to try this, please? Deeply breathe in. On an exhale, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And now, on an inhale, mentally say the mantra. Again loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Inhale. And so on. I recognize when we do it as a group, it is a little difficult because each one of us has his own breathing span which aspires. But this is what sadhakas since time immemorial have done. It's a practice which is not so much taught in our tradition because we want to avoid to mix bhakti with other processes like with yoga. But I have asked many Vaishnavas who do this just for half a round, just to just throw more or less, how do you call this? When you have a train and there are the things, Yashomati, you will know, the things which decide if the train goes to Calcutta or to Delhi.
Junction.
The junctions are the junctions. Weichen, they are in German. Siddhi Sadhana, what would we say in Croatian? Sretnica. Skretnica, yeah, Skretnica. You know, there are the things, and have you seen? You go like this, jup, then the train goes there, or you leave it, jup, then the train goes there. Some have done this. The reason why I explain this to you today is to show you how seriously devotees throughout the many hundreds and thousands of years have worked on trying to find just something to concentrate the mind. But Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this world can overcome distractions. Such a victory over the mind can only come about by your merciful blessings. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace. Remember Arjuna when he came to Krishna and said, Krishna, you have asked me to control the mind, but that is more difficult than controlling the raging storm. Do you remember? Arjuna, almost 5,000 years ago, was incapable of controlling his own mind. And he was not like us who live now in Kali Yuga, who modern people. He was a prince, an aristocratic person, very capable. But he gave up. He said, it's not possible. It is possible, however. Therefore, Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, I need to beg for your blessings. Then it is possible. So Haridas Thakur has given us a wonderful prayer. A prayer for Naam Kripa, the mercy of the Holy Name. Devotees who will enter into the spirit of this prayer will find amazing support in their efforts to chant. He goes, O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord, I fall at your feet and beg you. Please, let us all say it. O Lord.
O Lord.
Be merciful.
Be merciful.
And appear on my tongue.
And appear on my tongue.
Dance there constantly.
Dance there constantly.
O Lord, I fall at your feet and beg you.
O Lord, I fall at your feet and beg you.
You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode. As you... No, wait. Please first hear, because if you say it, you might not concentrate on the meaning of this. So, here's the meaning. You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. Kindly repeat. You may keep me in this world.
You may keep me in this world.
Or take me to your abode as you please.
Take me to your abode as you please.
But whatever you do with me,
whatever you do with me,
feed me the divine nectar of your names. And then he says, I'm so fallen, my Lord, but you are known as the savior of the fallen. So we have some connection. I'm a worthy object of your mercy because you came to save the fallen. Please don't ignore me. He speaks like this. So I request you to chant in this mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. And appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly. O Lord, I fall at your feet and beg you, please appear on my tongue in your holy name. Chant my peace. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest. This is our eternal relationship. Please save me. Please appear, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. About the fact that we have left Krishna, we have broken the relationship, and it's only us who are to blame. Now let us turn to him again and sing in a prayerful mood, please accept me. Sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please accept me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! devotees, we are in the holy land of the most merciful of all of Krishna's avatars. We are in the land of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We can talk about many, many techniques. Yes, we can. For a whole year we can pour one technique after the other. But all techniques are not as powerful as a simple, sincere prayer to Krishna. A simple, sincere prayer to Gauranga. Please, my dear Lord, I am very fallen and I cannot concentrate as much as I would like to concentrate. But by your mercy, please appear. Please give some bhakti, some devotion in my heart so that I can chant your holy name free from the very great obstacle of distractedness. I request you to lift your hands up in the air in a gesture of surrender and really try to connect to Lord Chaitanya by chanting the mantra. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please chant like this one more time.
Hare.
And put your full heart into this. Chant now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
go premanandi my dear devotees, my dear skeptics, everyone who looks on the MTV, maybe you are a president of a country and believe in your own strengths. That is wrong. Whatever moves because of the will of Krishna. No one and nothing is independent of Krishna. So please don't make an independent from Krishna effort during your kirtan to concentrate better and overcome the offense of distraction or inattentiveness. Instead, just honestly go before Lord Krishna. Go before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as you feel it is difficult for you to concentrate, just don't do breathing techniques. Or I mean, there's so many things. Oh, you have no idea what we can do. And I will teach you one technique a little later. But here in the land of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Lord is still present. We want to beg him. We want to approach him. We want to not be shy. We want to throw ourselves in our mind before his lotus feet and ask him to control our mind. After all, the Lord is known as Hrishikesha, the controller of all the senses, including the most powerful of the senses, that is our mind. He's known for this. He is also known as Manoram, the one who pleases the mind with his presence. He is known as Chittahari, the one who steals the mind and the Chetana, the consciousness. There are many such names of Lord Krishna which address him with his ability to be able to take the mind of the conditioned soul to him. And then, when the Lord takes your mind, oh, then there is no struggle any longer. No? Then you feel the sweetness of being connected with him. And just like some of you, and most of you, I'm very surprised, you're very good students. Or maybe it's the potency of the Holy Dharma which works on us. No? You are very concentrated. See, the concentration happens easily when you love to do something, when there is love and affection in the heart. Not when you are with a beloved person, you don't space out. It just doesn't happen. Or you love something. So that taste in the chanting, which helps us to chant with great concentration, with great presence of mind, that taste is given by Lord Krishna if we just go and beg him. I don't know really what are our facilities here in this Kirtan Academy, but I would love to give you a copy of Haridas Thakur's prayers. Yes?
Posted right behind you.
Posted right behind
me.
Oh God, this is wonderful.
There is one additional verse 52 is also there. Where Haridas Thakur says, I'm materially minded and I just sing. And then he goes on to say, please be merciful and bestow upon the
woman. Oh yeah.
It's posted right there. But we can make copies also if we have a number, if that's better.
I thought, why not during the session which we have chanting sessions coming up now soon. It's nice maybe if we learn to chant according to that. Would you like to try that?
Yes.
I think that we just do that every day. We just read maybe even one prayer also, one of the lines. And If it is possible, I mean, do we have the ability to make photocopies or something? We have. We can print of Yashamadi. Everything is Shamadi. No difficulty when there's Yashamadi. So that would be nice if we can do this, and then everyone can collect a copy, and then just before you do your japa or your kirtan, you take these prayers and infuse a prayerful mood into your heart. Hare Krishna, it's not so mechanical, but I would suggest that, because we want to throw out this inattention. That's really expertise in chanting is defined as avoiding what? The apparats. And what is the root of all apparat?
Inattention.
It's called pramada. Pramada means also madness. It's a kind of madness, you know. You call someone, when he comes, you go cluck, the door is closed. It's at least we could call it psychological inconsistency. It's a polite word for craziness. All right. This is what we will... I will stop here because I would like to take some questions. We have 10 minutes for questions. But I really implore you, let us... please try that. Tomorrow I will teach you, for those of you who want to build a motor car, in other words, who are a little mechanical by nature, I will teach you a very good mechanical process which also works to bring you in the presence. But I just, in Lord Chaitanya's holy land, I just don't have the heart to talk about these things first. I must, there is a person, we call his name, we have difficulties to do it because of our material mind, who is much more able to go to material subjects. Then what do? We ask the person, please help me, can you help me? We heard you're the controller of the mind, can you take this mind also and do it on this mind? And it works. When you chant from a prayerful attitude, you will develop another quality in your chanting, which according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entitles you to chant non-stop. Who knows what we are talking about? What quality comes when you... what quality is necessary to chant non-stop?
Humility.
Yes, humility. Humility. And that comes automatically when you say a prayer. No? I mean, you can tell mechanically, you can go like, "Oh Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name, dance there constantly, and when is prasadam, oh Lord, I fall at your lotus feet," you know. You can do like that, and then not so much will happen, but if you enter the mood, you know, just see Haridas Thakur there, who says, "I'm terrified to talk about these offenses, which steal all the results of sadhana away from us." Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives another example. He says, offenses are like a heavy fever which, when it is there, stops you from relishing food. Did some of you have this experience? You have a fever and someone says there is very nice sweet rice, and then you have no taste for even the nice sweet rice. Have you, Neela, you have? You hear sweet rice and you go like, and you run to the bathroom, because by the fever all the taste is taken away from you. So the apparats is like a heavy fever, and then you have no taste. My dear devotees, are we not sometimes feverish in our spiritual life, and we have no taste for the most tasteful? We heard this in the Krishna Katha Govardhan, that, you know, when Krishna enters the mouth of the demons, you know, for the devotees, when Krishna enters their mouth in the holy name, it's the most sweet thing they can imagine. But the demons go, ah, and they feel it as hot and they spit it out. So this inattention is really a almost, well, let's not be too strong here, but it's almost a very bad materialistic tendency, and then we just don't want to take the holy name in our mouth. It is terrible. It's a problem. It ruins our whole spiritual life. So it comes from being not interested in Krishna's mercy. Do you know the difference between a devotee and non-devotee according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur? I mean, most probably he will be afraid. Well, this Maharaj has already an answer. I don't know what he wants to say. I was surprised when I heard this. His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj gave a very nice prepared class in the last Kirtan Mela in Germany. And he has read that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee is that the non-devotee is not interested in Krishna's mercy. Now, as a devotee, you must be interested. He's there. He's Keshav Madhav. He's there ready to give the mercy. Then you, of course, run. Just imagine you hear Yashomati will distribute tomorrow between 6 o'clock, no, between 4:30 in the morning and 5 o'clock in the morning, pure gold. 1 kg for everyone. If you have economic problems, even if you don't have, you will make sure you are there. You will run, even though normally to get up at such a time you consider inhuman. You will be there. So Krishna, especially in Shrida Mayapur, is ready to shower the highest mercy, which you cannot buy even with 1 kg of gold. Should you not run to get it?
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur, I was just reading this morning about this. He sings a song. Here it is. Oh Lord, I'm so unfortunate to have fallen into this material world, but you have sent an exalted soul, Srila Prabhupada, one of your own associates, to save me. This devotee came to me and said, oh humble soul, listen to this good advice which I will give you, and your heart will become joyful. To deliver you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has descended to the land of Navadvip, that's here. He has brought so many poor and lowly souls like you over the ocean of material existence. Sri Chaitanya, who is directly the son of Sachi Devi, but also Nanda, right? He's Krishna, has saved the world by distributing for free his own holy name. Now you go and also receive from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu your own deliverance. This is our program. We will go now, go from tomorrow onwards. Or even today we will go in Sachi Mata, Yashoda Mata, Yashomati. Will give us our piece of paper whereby which we pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his mercy. And we will try that in Kirtan. I will do this in every kirtan which I do, just so that you learn a little bit how to do that. Dobro. So we will end here. Do you have any questions? I saw Gaurahari's hand and our Mataji's hand. Yes, please.
That's on the topic of prayer. Very often we can have a sheet of prayer or something in front of us, but the sincerity of the prayer is not there. The heart is not wanting to pray. It's, how do we bring the mechanical prayer to a feeling prayer?
Have you all understood Gaurahari's excellent question? Should I repeat it? Sometimes we can have a sheet of paper with a nice prayer in front of our eyes, but our mind is just unwilling to pray. Our heart doesn't want to. I mean, we can say it, but it's not there. It's not that. How do we bring the heart to prayer? Hare Krishna. This is a good question. Well, Prabhupada says, when he talks about the Brahma Sanghita prayer, one should daily enter into the spirit of this prayer. You know, the spirit of the prayer is obviously not just what is printed on a piece of paper, but it's a certain prayerful mood. And when you have this prayer before you, Gaurahari, but entering into the spirit, you must understand how was this prayer prayed. Haridas Thakur prayed it. In what situation? He was asked to explain the offenses, and that made him tremble because it's so bad. They are so bad. So he is there before the Lord and trembling says this prayer. A way you can enter into a spirit of a prayer is to remember the circumstances under which it was spoken. In other words, who said it and why did they say it, under which circumstance. And that may help. That may help. For instance, when Gajendra, who is just attacked by a crocodile and only minutes away from his very painful death, you know. He's already bleeding profusely and his life force starts to leave him. And in this spirit, he turns his trunk with a lotus flower to the Lord and begins to pray. And when you hear that, it brings some fervor to your prayer. Fervor is some intensity to your prayer. But your question is excellent. It is praiseworthy by those who are conditioned in the material world. Tomorrow we will start, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will start as two sessions which will be very, very eye-opening to devotees, which will help us to enter the right spirit in chanting. Because believe me, when the mind is overcrowded with so many other things, so many other thoughts, or when there is just a moody atmosphere in the mind, which is most of the time they're just our general moods, you know, we don't feel so well, we have dysentery and we are more bodily conscious, or we have not slept enough, and our mind is like a little child that's easily disturbed by small things and so on. What to do at that time? Mind, it can be very strong. Stay tuned in, my dear Mayapur TV people, it comes tomorrow. Very, very important. It helps to enter the spirit of the prayer, but sometimes even that seems to be a very hard task because the mind is somehow not able to identify with the situation and therefore cannot enter. Yes, Mataji?
It's mentioned that we cannot approach directly to Krishna.
we could not approach directly Krishna. Yes. We should not, our Maharaji asked, we have heard that we should not approach Krishna directly, but go through Srimati Radharani. I have millions of ways to answer this. Well, our tradition is full of prayers to different personalities. But here, well, let me just make it simple. This prayer is directed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that might answer the question. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra starts also with Hare. Hare can mean Srimati Radharani or Hari. That is what we will learn tomorrow. Oh Hari, energy of the Lord. We first address Radharani and then Krishna. So yes, it's in the Hare Krishna Mantra. Yes, we can, in the Hare Krishna Mantra, we address Radharani. Prabhupada says this, in this technique we will learn tomorrow, to really address Radharani, who is the Empress of Bhakti. Huh? Radharani, one of her expansions is Bhakti Devi, devotion. And that devotion helps us to address Krishna. Without devotion, it's very difficult. So we, in the Hare Krishna Mantra, we ask Radharani, we address her first, and also with this prayer we address Krishna, who came in the mood of Radharani, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very, very good. I will end here. You have survived, not survived, I don't want to speak like this, you have experienced now the first discovery lecture, and the first workshop. I must say, in this workshop I was explaining a lot, but I hope there was something practical. We need to first make still a few announcements. First, I want to give you a feedback as students. I see we have two types of students here. That is, those who are committed, you can see they're very attentive, they are really there for this, they have made time for this, they have traveled a long distance. Obviously, these students will get the most out of such an academy. But then there are other students who, because they have responsibilities to children and other maybe they have service in the project, they are not able to commit themselves so fully. I would still recommend that these students, and you might be one, decide in which sessions they want to take part, and then stay for that session, and then if the session is over and they do not have time to continue, then they can leave in the pauses. But it does become a little bit unusual for an academy if there is a coming and going like in a train station, then the atmosphere cannot become so focused and cannot become so powerful. So it's all right if you cannot be with us all the time, but please be with us for the sessions which you can attend and to stay through the session. So it's very important to create an atmosphere of concentration and focus. But those who are with us here now, they did this, and you did very well. So please keep this as one of your guidelines for attending this. Good. I will now give the microphone to Dayal Gauranga, who will give us some more practical information. Also, we are thinking of our kirtan. Do we have already an information? We have an information. Yeah? Okay.